Dr. Hunter Frame, field crops agronomist with Virginia Tech Agricultural Research and Extension Centers, shares findings from his research with cover crops. He encourages cotton growers to approach cover crops in an agronomic and practical manner. He shares that when growers think about planting or selecting cover crops, they need to have a plan in place for the outcomes they desire to achieve.
When growers think about planting or selecting cover crops, they need to already have a plan in place in terms of, do they want high biomass? Do they want nitrogen fixation, erosion control, or just participation in one of the government programs out there? Your objectives on how you want to manage those cover crops are going to change your decisions about what to establish and how to manage those cover crops during the year. Different cover crops have different characteristics which make them fit better niches. So if your goal is for nitrogen fixation and using as green manure, then you might want to plant more legume covers that are adapted to your area or to your region. So for us in Virginia, we've been working a lot with crimson clover and hairy vetch. We have found that we could actually grow cotton without any nitrogen following a high biomass hairy vetch crimson clover cover. However, in other areas of the state, just in Virginia and other regions, you might want to grow a small grain or a brassica cover for nutrient sequestration. So to tie up nutrients so they don't move into the environment and cause environmental degradation. So as far as planning your system, again, goals are, and as an agronomic approach, what are my goals? And then what species and what varieties of cover crops are going to make allow me to achieve that goal? Really, the only way to know that is by researching and figuring out what you need to be growing to achieve those agronomic goals.